Are you firming up your weekend plans? Well, we know a lot of folks will be glued to the football game Sunday, but there are plenty of other things to enjoy. Curator of Things to Do, Tanya Pendleton, is here to lead you towards some terrific events and activities. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Let's dive right in. What do you suggest we do this weekend?
The Academy of Music's Broadway Philadelphia series, which brings Broadway to Broad Street, hosts a musical beautiful this month. It's the story of famed singer-songwriter Carole King, the most successful female songwriter of the latter half of the 20th century.
I know the story details her life and her career with ex-husband Jerry Goffin and the historic songwriters of the famed Brill Building in New York City.
That's right. And one of King's most famous songs, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, was recorded by Aretha Franklin, who passed away last year, but it was one of her biggest hits. Beautiful is playing to January 20th, so I'd advise getting your tickets soon.
Carole King's music is still amazing, and that sounds like a great show. What else is on your radar this week?
Our suburban listeners have the chance to participate in a stage production. The Media Arts Council presents Better Than Bacon, an interactive improv show that allows the audience to become a part of the show. It's unscripted, so they can participate and add to the show as much as they want to. And it's a BYOB, so that should make it even more fun. That's Friday at 7:30 in Media.
And you don't mean BYOB as in bring your own bacon, do you?
Or bring your own boyfriend? I don't know. I think BYOB is going to make that show pretty fun, along with the improv.
Bring your own bottle, of course. And let's take a look at New Jersey. What's going on in that state? Also Delaware this weekend.
Jennifer, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Mm-mm.
Well, some people will get that Batman reference. Hopefully that won't happen on the Moonlight Walk in Browns Mills, New Jersey. The Weitzbach Preservation Trust is hosting a nature walk on Sunday night to showcase the natural beauty of the area. That starts on Sunday at 7 p.m. It's $5, and you can get registration and more information on WHYY.org. In Delaware, there's a new exhibit, The Far is Near, at the Delaware Contemporary, Delaware's foremost contemporary art museum. Two painters, Graham Dougherty and Ruth Ansel, will showcase their paintings, which ask people to take a closer look at common things. The opening reception is Friday night from 7 to 9, and the exhibit runs through January 31st.
I really love that place near the riverfront. Tanya, what's the cure for bored kids this weekend?
I'd advise the American Museum of the Revolution. It's open despite the government shutdown. They're hosting a writing workshop for kids 9 to 13 this week, followed by an author talk. Now, that's based on the young reader's version of the book Never Caught, the Washington's relentless pursuit of their runaway slave, Ona Judge. Judge had a fascinating history with some local ties. She was enslaved by George Washington and his family, but escaped with the help of Philadelphia's free black community. That happens on Sunday starting at 12:30.
All of these events are listed on the Things to Do website. What else can we find there this week?
The Philadelphia Home Show begins this week. There's a fascinating exhibit of Latin American photography at International House in University City through March. And for foodies, it's like a food holiday because Center City's Restaurant Week begins. We'll have all the participating restaurants and more details on WHYY.org/things to do.
Perfect. And as always, thanks for your guidance.
Thank you, Jennifer. We'll do it again next week.